So Democrats are hoping that they'll be able to use their new numbers in the House of Delegates to pass Medicaid expansion. What's the latest on that?
Well, the latest is a battle over work requirements. Now, moderate Democrats believe this is the key that will finally allow them to expand Medicaid to 400,000 people who live in poverty or with disabilities. The problem is that it's kind of divisive within the Democratic Party. Some of the more liberal Democrats find work requirements kind of hard to swallow. Here's what Democratic Senator Jennifer McClellan of Richmond had to say about it at a press conference this week.
We will continue to fight for this issue, and we will make sure that any requirements that Republicans want to put on health, on Medicaid expansion, do not hurt our people anymore. Yeah. We will look very carefully at any work requirements to make sure you are not requiring those who can't work to do so. Mm. We will fight until we win. Mm.
So as you can see here, Democrats are trying to thread the needle, create some kind of work requirements that are strong, but not too strong.
Well, what has been the reaction of Republicans to all this?
Well, so far, this work requirement thing doesn't seem to have changed anybody's minds. The Republicans in the House say they are united against expanding Medicaid. Here's what Republican Delegate Ben Klein of Amherst had to say about it.
I think that conservatives would look cautiously at anything that accesses that federal Medicaid expansion money, and skeptically.
So as you can see there, Republicans remain very skeptical of accepting federal money through the Affordable Care Act. In fact, they don't want to do anything that even looks like expanding the Affordable Care Act. It's kind of a third rail for Republicans. However, they still have to balance the budget, which means if they don't expand Medicaid, they're going to have to find about $300 million.
So last year, Virginia found itself in a national spotlight in a very bad way after the Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville. And that prompted a discussion about Confederate monuments and what should happen to them. What's the latest on that issue?
Well, it's important to remember when you're talking about Confederate monuments that Virginia has more Confederate monuments than any other state. This is because of its role in the history of the Civil War. Now, the building that lawmakers meet in here in Richmond was actually the capital of the Confederacy, and it served as the meeting place for the Confederate Senate and the Confederate House. Republican Senator Richard Stewart of Westmoreland gave a speech honoring Robert E. Lee recently, a speech that prompted Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax to walk down off of the podium because he did not want to preside over a memorial resolution honoring Robert E. Lee. I asked Senator Stewart about part of his speech.
Now, you said on the Senate floor last week that the Civil War was not about slavery, right?
Well, it may have been for certain individuals, but I think generally the war was not about slavery. It turned into that at some point in time, I think, for others, but originally that's not what it was about.
So as you can see, people here at the Capitol are kind of still fighting the Civil War.
Well, I'm guessing that's not a lot of appetite there to get rid of the Confederate memorials.
No, certainly not. Republicans here in Richmond don't even want to give local governments the authority to make their own decisions about what to do with all those monuments. House Minority Leader David Toscano had a bill that would have allowed local governments to have decision-making power over their Confederate memorials. That was rejected this week. I asked the leader about it, and this is what he said.
It was disappointing, but not surprising. We pretty much knew that there were enough folks who are concerned that they would vote it down. But I still maintain that each locality is different, and all this bill would have done was to give the ability of localities to deal just with Confederate monuments.
So as you can see, all those Confederate memorials are here to stay, at least this year.
It does indeed sound like lawmakers have already drawn the battle lines for this year.
And nobody is willing to give any ground.
All right. Thanks for joining us, Michael.
Thank you.